Final Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Good to have you here as we pursue the truth every day relentlessly. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, it's cold, baby. It's cold. 18 degrees outside of the studio today. Unbelievable. Number two, the RNC chair says that Biden and Whitmer have let Michigan down with no end in sight. We'll tell you about what Rana has to say. And number three, big explosion in Flint. Three houses destroyed, I understand. Three people are missing. Eyewitnesses saying they heard and felt several explosions in the Flint neighborhood where a fire destroyed a home last night. Happened around 9:30. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green telling M Live and the Flint Journal that the scene, there appear to be fatalities, but information still sketchy. Eyewitnesses say they felt explosions in the area when the fire started. Several other agencies, including the Michigan State Police, several ambulances, Flint Township Police, Flint Township Fire. Just several problems. Residents crowding behind yellow police tape trying to see what happened. But three people are missing, and that according to several sources right now. In addition to those missing, two more hospitalized. That according to Battalion Chief Ramsey Clapper. Three homes damaged. The explosion felt for miles, apparently. For miles. Search dogs have been brought to the scene. So the fire was accompanied by several explosions, we're told. Emergency responders received reports around 9:30 at night that the fire had sparked and people were possibly trapped inside a home. Also catching fire, at least one vehicle plus a shed. At a nearby Applebee's, the manager there telling Fox 66 that the ceiling started to fall in, panels fell, the entire building shaken by the blasts. But, I don't know, I'll keep you up on it. Just a crazy story, isn't it? Crazy story. Ronna Romney, she writes this, last week President Joe Biden was in Michigan to promote his Build Back Better or Build Back Broke agenda, which Democrats claim is a necessary step in their efforts to drastically change America, but to hardworking Michigan families. Biden and the Democrats' plan means only one thing, reckless spending. As a Michigan resident, I've seen firsthand how Biden is failing my home state. Just look at our skyrocketing gas prices. While normally Michigan families could expect to start seeing lower gas prices in the fall, earlier this month, gas prices hit a new high for the year. State average for regular reached $3.39. That's $1.33 higher than last year. To make matters worse, the Biden administration is considering shutting down Line 5, which helps provide Michigan families with heating oil and powers the state's businesses with the fuel they need. Closing this pipeline, which Governor Whitmer has made a centerpiece of her promises, would result in bigger price hikes and energy shortages. It could eliminate 33,000 jobs, says Ronna Romney, including 6,700 jobs or more in Michigan. Cost the state's economy more than $3 billion. And regardless of whether the administration shuts down the pipeline, Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, former Democrat Michigan governor, has already informed Americans they'll pay more for heat this fall and then laughed about it. In fact, I want to go to bite number four because Jennifer Granholm says we just need to get used to it. We just need to, if the prices are going up, you need to get used to it. Bite four, listen to this.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
It's a transition. We have to get off oil and gas. And if that hurts, too bad. If that takes money out of your family's pocket, too bad. If that takes food off your table, too bad. There's a transition to becoming a third world nation, led by the former lackluster governor of the state of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm. What a joke. In fact, we're now seeing that 50 million barrels of oil are going to be released from the strategic oil reserves. I have an idea. Why not just open up federal land? Just open up federal land for oil and gas exploration. Come on. Get on it. Just ridiculous. Yep. Just ridiculous not to do anything else. I mean, there's no excuse. There just isn't. But yet here we are being told that you need to be ready for a transition. Michigan residents know all too well that the elitist, tone-deaf attitude that defined Granholm's tenure as governor is also representative of the Biden administration in general. The environmentalist wish list based and buried in this $1.7 trillion reckless tax and spending package is a disaster. $320 billion in green tax subsidies and giveaways. $10 billion for environmental justice, whatever the hell that is. $8 billion to create an army of federally funded climate activists so they can pound on your door and tell you to turn your air conditioning off. $2.5 billion for tree equity. Tree equity. These are stupid pet projects that have no place. 40% of Michigan's small businesses were still closed in April. The highest percentage of the 45 states that were responding to the survey. So these price hikes come after more than a year of the economy driven to its knees by the current governor, Gretchen Whitmer. On top of that, Biden's driven supply chain crisis continues to cripple Michigan companies. And if the Biden administration pushes through its unconstitutional vaccine mandates, which would force Americans to choose between their individual liberties and their livelihoods and businesses whether to remain open or shut down, that's what will happen. That's what will happen. Yeah. It's a disaster. A complete and utter disaster. At any rate, now you know. Yeah, now you know what's coming. You just have to get used to it. Just have to get used to it. At any rate, take a quick break and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
From Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.